totally ask why we were starting with this this song.
Why are we starting with this song?
Well, I can't log on to my profile on the computer, so I don't have access to our usual stuff.
Is this my profile? Music?
No.
Oh, I got excited. I was like, oh, wait, when I pull it up, I can play this song.
It was in the system, and it was the closest I could get to making sure that I start today with the right mood, which is already not going to happen, so I'm going to be irritated.
We got this.
I have no doubt that we got this, but it's I feel like, hey, you just want to let me be irritated.
Yeah, you can do
that. I don't think it will transfer over to our beloved audience, who I'm very happy has decided to start their morning with us, even though we don't have the proper intro music and a few other things. But we'll get it going. The Morning Reboot on Q105. Good to have you here. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We'd appreciate you being a part of the show. 419-240-1055. We'd like you to call and participate after 7 o'clock. Hustling the school district. One affluent area that sits right in the middle of Toledo.
Wink.
Oh, we have to do that audibly?
Yeah.
I need to wink louder so you can get that.
You need like a wink noise.
A panel full of ladies after 7:30 and after 8 o'clock. I'd like to offer my translation of, I'm not really looking for a relationship. And I got some good answers on my Facebook page, which I'll have to use my phone to access. The 5-second rule, as long as I can get the right sound effects. Small business shout outs. Is there a small business where you have no relatives? And if you do, be an actual patron instead of just trying to get some free advertising. Small business shout outs. You can send those our way now. We'll read them after 9 o'clock. A place that you patronize, a place that you really enjoy, you'd like to spread the word about. And if you don't want to, because then the place will get busy, I completely understand. 419-240-1055. If you text my name to that after 10 o'clock, you'll get the link for the podcast of today's show and all the shows. We've got a podcast. Now, there's, so you can get all 2 hours of the content that we do between 5:45 each morning and 10 o'clock. That's when we're on the air here on Q105. It's Friday, February 8th. We're happy you're here. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
It's me. Hi.
It is you.
Hi. I am here. On this Twilight Friday, Twilight Zone Friday. That's why I caught it when I first walked in.
What was Twilight Zoning about it?
Well, your thing's not working. My car door was open this morning. And I think I witnessed a robbery.
It is.
I don't know if I want to say it, because what if I wasn't? But it was pretty suspect to me this morning.
Okay, I have an equally peculiar story.
Okay.
And I have to ask you something about work, and we've got to follow up on the do you have measles story.
Okay.
So let's start with the potential crimes we saw.
Okay.
So I'm guessing the Speedway at Detroit and Arlington.
Yes. And there was a human, a youth, standing behind me wearing all black.
Local ruffian.
Youth. Street youth, as my mom would call them. He had like pajama pants on and a hoodie. And he was just pacing up and down the aisles. When I walk into like places like that, it was early, I just walk with my head down.
Right.
I'm the prize. I'm here to get my water and get some gas. So he's pacing. He smells like earth. We'll put it that way. So I'm standing there, pay my stuff, walk out, and I just hear, hey. And just see this little creature bolt past me. And like the dude who was behind the register was like, went to the door, and I heard someone say, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine. Where'd he go? This dude was quick. Quick. So I think I witnessed something.
Was it a robbery or did he just steal stuff?
Robbery, steal, same thing. He took something without permission.
I look at him.
I'm that person.
Okay. my definition would be, he stole something, like he grabbed stuff and ran, as opposed to robbery, where it was like, stick him up!
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So, all right, petty theft, whatever.
Right, okay.
Same difference.
So there's a dude out there
he stole some extra pack gum or something. Yeah. I don't know. But he was fast, though. I was like, well, you know me, I was like, mm-mm, not my monkey, not my clowns, not my circus. Let me get in the car.
I have questions for those that work in retail. What is the proper protocol? Are you supposed to confront these people these days? Let them go?
Well, when I worked at the mall for a whopping 4 years of my life, they were just to go.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I worked at a high-end makeup store. Like
Sephora.
No eyeshadow is worth my life. Sorry.
Right,
you're
right,
not shooting
right.
me in the face over some you get, hot pink pigment.
You got like high violent crimes coming out of Sephora?
I mean, you never know. I mean, Nancy from Sylvania may be in a pinch, so I don't know.
I'd like to know about, like, in Speedway and whatnot, 419-240-1055, because that's what I thought, that most, because I had a friend that worked at Family Dollar, and not the best class of customer there, and she had all kinds of stories, and she had a gun pulled on her several times.
Oh, no, ma'am.
And she kept at it, and it was more pride, because she hated the disrespect that people would bring into that store. I'm like, Ashley.
No.
It's tied. Let them take it.
Right. And you got to put yourself in the mind. If they need it that bad, let them get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like you said, my life is not worth a Tide Pod.
Right.
Or Dawn dish soap. Like, if you need it, you need it. Just go, bruh. Or sis. I'm not.
I don't mean to be rude, but my friend Ashley, actually, she thinks she listens to the show. She lives in South Bend. I've mentioned her before. And she just texted me to complain about the weather. I thought you might have heard me mention her. She could give us, we could sit back. Like, today's going to be very podcasty because I'm kind of starting out in my mood because my profile didn't work. And I'm not all bent out of shape. You should say, Eric, come on. You're supposed to be positive and, you know, roll with the punches. And I am. But sometimes you just like a boxer or something in a movie, you just got to get punched to get it into it.
But you're allowed to have those days too. And I always say this to people, like when I'm out and I'm like performing, they're always like, you don't seem yourself, like, you're not, I don't always have to be on.
Right.
I can remain positive, maintain the course, fake it till you make it. But like, you have those days, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, you should chipper up, chin up, Charlie. If you're in a funk, you're in a funk. And like, I'm not saying you're in a funk, but like sometimes you just... yeah, you're right. But yeah.
No, I...
You're good.
Like I think I told you from the get-go of this little shindig. We will prioritize authenticity and genuineness more than anything. And we will get to like that and transparency in one of our entertainment stories dealing with Liam Neeson. I tweeted about this the other day. There's an added layer to it, and we'll get to it when we do entertainment in an hour. One day I should have Ashley call and give us all the Family Dollar. So here's what I witnessed.
Okay.
I wake up at 4:15. I am here by no later than 4:35. If you've ever been to this, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm taking my earring out. It's stabbing my neck.
If you've ever been to our facility here, it can be a little tough to find. You drive down a path that's kind of between a road where UTMC is and some sketchy apartments. Some apartments where I would choose not to live for a variety of reasons and judge away at that.
Unless I forget the random spaced out speed bumps. They're so randomly spaced out.
I'll tell you this, my friend Katie, aka Steve Heltman, good luck with your impending birth of child, was a massive heroin addict. And I love Katie to death. And the first time she came here to podcast, she looked over her shoulder to look at these apartments. She's like, I think this is one of the few places I've never actually bought heroin before.
Wow.
So, okay. I mean, again, authenticity.
Yeah, truthless. I mean, it's real. These are real life stories.
So I'm driving in this morning, and to avoid those speed bumps, I carefully drive through the apartments. Okay? I don't usually see much, but this morning, so 4:30, I see the back of a trunk open. I see stuff, some kind of materials or whatever, just stuff. Nothing that I could really make out. I guess the best way to describe it would be like a toolbox-like.
Okay.
On the ground below the trunk. As I get closer, I see an individual. I see him leaning into the trunk. Now, as I'm doing a couple of miles per hour as I coast by, I see him doing what looks to be like cleaning out the trunk. And I immediately had flashes of like Law and Order type stuff, like what one might do after they dispose of a body and clean out any residual fluids out of the trunk.
At 4:15 in the morning.
Why else? Well, 4:30.
4:30, yeah.
I look, maybe the person is a third shifter. Maybe they leave early for work, like before dawn, and they want to, but I found it odd to be doing what I think that person was doing
right.
at that time of day and or morning.
In this weather. Like, nothing. It could wait, whatever it was. But I don't know.
All the circumstantial.
Twilight's on Friday.
All the circumstantial evidence points to this person cleaning out their trunk at a very peculiar time of morning. And if I were an officer,
mm-hmm.
and I do think I have the skills of observation to be just that, it's all the other things that I don't have, I would say, good morning, sir.
Right.
Everything okay? And if I sensed suspicion, I would ask more questions.
That's odd. I wasn't seeing that where that story was going, but there's a lot of stuff that happens in that parking lot, though. But
right.
But at 4:30, no lights. Were they near the dumpster? Like, no, cleaning?
It appeared like they were cleaning out, or maybe this person was just rummaging through their trunk or rearranging it. I just don't get why you do it at that time of morning.
But like you said, maybe they're getting off work and this is a normal time to them.
Yep.
So you can look at it either way. I like to think positive and forward. Maybe they just got off at like Jeep or maybe UTMC. Maybe they're a student, worked overnight, and they're like, well, have another time. Might as well do it now. I'm just saying there's many aspects and angles you can go with this.
There could be a thousand things going yeah. on, but not much good happens after midnight.
You don't stop watching your Chicago Wednesday shows.
I know. And I blew through them. I blew through them yesterday. And I have to finish that Jake Gyllenhaal movie. What are your... I'm going to save your work stuff for after 6 o'clock, which okay. is a couple of minutes away. What are your plans for the weekend?
I am officially... I will be going live today. I'm going to do the Deja Transformation.
Okay.
On the Q105 page. And then I have a show tomorrow. And then I threw myself into a show on Saturday. So I'm at George's tonight, so I'll be perusing up and down Adams. And then I have a show tomorrow night at McCune's Other Side Bistro. They're doing like a little fetish leather night. So...
You
step out the box of my comfort zone right there.
Much like Philip, who he overextended himself and he ran out of gas mm-hmm. at times, and I'd have to give him the no talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say no to people, but I commend you in all the things you're able to do without naps. Because you go from here to your other job.
Yeah.
And then do you take a nap?
Oh, I do.
On Fridays?
Yeah, I do. I take a nap every, like, so I nap. Before napping, before sleeping.
You pre-nap?
So.
I like it.
And, like, and I know it sounds like I'm hectic, but I've cut back a lot because I used to do shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I cut off my Wednesday, Thursday show. I went to every other Friday. And then I don't do shows on Saturday unless needed or, like, this week is my first weekend off. My friend's busy. So I was like, oh, I have free time. So I messaged the entertainer, like, hey, do you need an extra person? I'm available. We can have just a good time. So I just literally threw myself in the show. And I can go take it or leave it, but we're gonna have a good time. It's been a while since I've done like a weekend stint, and I don't work Sundays anymore, so
that's your recovery day
for the most part. But I just chill at home, and then if they're like, hey, let's go out for a little bit, it's like brunch time, so like I'm at home by like 3:30
sometimes.
Most of the time.
Unless, what is it, Made for Taylor Made is
Taylor Made,
and then Ashley drags you
pumpkin.
Out.
Yeah, he'll be with me tonight.
Yeah, because you're so I view your schedule as we do this.
Uh-huh.
You get a quick whatever and then work with the kids.
Yeah, I have like between here and my other job is like 45 minutes, but I'm also that person who extended to an hour. So I have like a little break, an hour break to myself. And then I just go deal with my little chitterlings until 6 o'clock. And then I head home, vegetate for a little bit. So like today I'm going to clean my apartment because I'm not going to go live with the messy apartment. You guys... Judgy McJudgersons.
Any idea what time you're going to do the live plate?
7, because I have to be at the bar by 9, so that'll give me like, it takes me like 45 minutes to an hour to get it, so we'll get some insight of what Deja goes through, and we'll chat, gossip, and all that jazz. We'll have a good time.
Okay. Well, I commit.
So like, we'll say 7, because I said 7 last time, and then poop hit the fan. So between 7 and 7:30. I'll make updates throughout the day, too. So. Okay.
Well, I commend your ability to do so much. I am not so fortunate.
I know.
I've always been very low energy. Like, I have to fight inertia. Like, if I stop, that's it. If I keep going, I'm okay.
See, but I never used to be like my I never, what is, oh, I'm trying to think of the term my mom always used. Not motivation. I didn't put forth effort. You know what I mean? Like, I was never that person. But when I hit, like, 20 and started getting into, like, the art scene and, like, doing stage work, whether it be drag, acting, or like even behind the scenes, I found like a passion that pushes me to do something. And it's been, knock on wood, I'm 35. I'm not tired of it yet. Like, I've had my days where I'm just like, ugh. Like, those days, the days that I enjoy myself outweigh, like, collectively the 2 months of me going like, ugh, what am I doing?
Right.
So, and I've been doing this since I was 21. So, she a legend now. Or icon. I don't like to use the word legend because I feel like when you hit put legend on someone, legend is just another fancy word for being old. Just want to throw that out there.
How about mythical?
Mythical? Oh, what about majestic?
I like that one.
There we go. I'm majestic. A majestic icon.
601. Does Floyd have measles? And boy, did you F something up.
What?
Yeah, we'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. Like, you made a huge mistake.
Is it what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
Uh-huh. Yep, I know.
What do you think it is?
I know what it is.
What, tell me.
Rhymes with Estina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Q105 Studios.
6:14, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase, Floyd. We're glad you're with us. Oh, and I forgot to introduce the newest member
yes.
of the show. Her name is Michelle.
Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Sorry, I forgot to introduce you. She is invisible. In fact, I'm going to take a picture of her right now. Floyd, you want to put your... Putting this up on Facebook in just a second. Okay, have a picture of Michelle there. And only Floyd and I can hear her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, inside baseball. This is for us to kind of mock the corporate people.
It's all good.
Who like...
Maybe, don't roll your eyes, Michelle. It is okay.
Who maybe ridicule the show a little bit. And
don't forget, you're on radio. We have to talk.
We figure that if we can't have the budget to, you know, like pay Ashley and Jordan and other people to be on the show, we'll hire our own. She makes $83,000 a year. And remember, I mean, we only 83 and a half. My bad. Okay.
Oh, don't forget, she's also a part-time Uber driver.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you might see her or not because she's invisible, you dummy. $1,000 payoff this morning at 9 o'clock or so, just a couple of minutes before that. Small business shout-outs. If you have one and you're not related to the person, no nepotism, text us 419-240-1055. After 9 o'clock, we'll get to those on the air. Also, after 10 o'clock, podcast from today's show. Okay, quick update with my stomach stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I told you. I should open my own business, and I've thought about this before, where you pay me to do good, to help you with customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke to a scheduler at ProMedica, and we got to talking about her back issue, and I don't even want to say anymore, but I cared. I was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm going to break a couple of rules, and she got me in as early as she could. So it's a month out still, but whatever.
You're on the right path.
Monday, I'm going to see a friend of mine's... co-worker at another ProMedica facility, like a nutrition, let her dig into some things. But do you have measles and are you getting a shot for
I'm
it?
Getting a shot today. My glorious, glorious good friend, I'm going to give her a shout out, Miss Emily from the good old, my favorite place in the world, Kroger Marketplace. I called her and I told her my dilemma and how I needed one ASAP. She's like, oh, let me see what I can do. She's like, unfortunately, Mr. Anderson, we don't have anything in the store. But she's like, I can call around for you if you like. I said, oh, I can do that. I mean, it's my issue. She's like, no, I got you. The nicest person I've ever met. And she was like, she said, I had to call like 4 different stores, but we're going to transfer it tomorrow. She's like, the only thing is you can't get it till after 6 o'clock. I said, well, how late are you open till? And she's like, 9. I said, so I'm going to go at like 6:30 when I get off work today.
So
all I have to do is present my ID and we'll be MMR free. And also, I did have the...
Measles, mumps, and rabies?
Something that's probably not even... It's probably something from the 1800s. I don't know. But I asked my mom, I said, I got this vaccination, right? She's like, yes. I said, well, where do I go to get it? So here's my dilemma. And my mom and I did a Google search. I wasn't born here. And when I was born, we hightailed it overseas. And I had all my immunizations overseas.
Gotcha.
And I was like, well, can we call? She's like, you better just pay that $99 fee because I'm not wasting a long distance phone call for a chance. So I got my shots in Belgium. So this may come up again because more state protocol stuff. So I am vaccinated, people. I just have no proof in America.
That doesn't exist.
I am disease ridden. It's cool. Disease free, I should say, not ridden. That means I have it.
Ugh. Right, you have everything.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it? Like, what's the story with that?
So, my boss and I talked, and we're going to get it through state stuff, so we'll be good.
So, do you pay for it, and then they'll reimburse you?
For the most part.
What's it cost?
$99.
Oh, okay.
That's the cheapest. Then I called the other places. Because remember when I first told you, the cheapest one quoted me at $130, and the most expensive one was like $175, but there was like a $25 fee for like the pharmacy fee.
I'm dying to know.
$200.
I'm dying to know your health insurance situation. I'm a health.
I know. I left beforehand to give you so we can call. So I have to do that today.
I'm a health insurance wonk.
See, I feel like I have it. I just don't know. But like, remember I told you last time when I thought I didn't have it, and I end up going to the hospital, and the lady's like, "You've had health insurance for the past 2 years." I'm like, "What?" And that was like a year ago. So, and I did do the renewal stuff. It's like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I did it right.
I'm curious too.
You know, I've been avoiding a flu like the plague. Like, every time someone coughs, I'm like, whoa! Michelle, don't cough!
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can get the flu and I guess pneumonia and die, but I'd be worried about like other things too.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you want to tell the Christina story? I'll let you tell
I don't
us.
Even know what you're talking about. I just
At
have
all.
A... No, I just have a feeling.
What do you think it's about?
Well, Christina was like, "Ooh, you're in trouble." Yesterday, I said, "What?" She's like my work bestie. So I was like, what are you talking about?" She goes, "You did something wrong." And I go, "What?" And like, you know, when someone says that you did something wrong, see, I got nervous. I put my drink in my mouth and there's nothing in there. You get that pity or feeling, that kick in the balls feeling in the pit of your stomach. You're like, "Oh my God, what did I do wrong?" So what did I do wrong?
Okay. So
notice how I made my voice softer to make me more genteel and relatable?
Yeah, I got the belt out. Come here.
I'm into that.
not this way. So,
oh, Lord.
She is your coworker.
Yeah, she's my work wife.
I've referred to her before as my on-air wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's fun on Twitter, and I like to kind of tease her a little bit, saying that she's probably going to kill her kids or they'll kill her at some point. What did she say? She tweeted yesterday, "Starting Monday, I'm going to turn my life around and get healthy and work out." I was like, "You could die before then." And she said something.
And she's not even big.
Well, she said something about almost falling off a ladder. And she's like, "You're right." And she said, "Yeah, don't wait." So
she is funny on Twitter.
I like her. I do like her. Even though I've never met her, I feel good energy from her. So, I showed you a picture of what I believe is one of her friends on Instagram. I was like, I find this girl visually appealing.
And she's beautiful. I don't even swing that way.
Can you see if you can create a discourse between myself and this lovely young woman?
Oh, I know where this is going.
So I see this girl. She takes a picture and it's an Instagram story, and I send it over to Christina on Instagram. And she's like, "Why are you sending me this?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I know we kind of like struck out. Not a big deal. If it's a no, it's a no. I totally understand that, because I'm a devout believer that no matter how good looking certain people are, men, women, whoever you're attracted to, you just might not be somebody's type, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we'll get into relationship stuff later on. Why are you sending me this? I'm like, you know, just a reminder, maybe if you want to take another bite at the apple." She's like,
"Oh, Eric. Go.
She's like, "I can't do that because I'm trying to talk you up to her best friend, and that would be icky." Pause.
Wait a minute.
Weird eyebrow position.
Oh, no! Did I wingman you in the wrong direction?
You asked Christina to talk to the wrong girl.
Oh, no. See, this is what happened. Okay. Ah.
So I'll read you the message.
Oh, man.
I find out, let's see, I would guess that this person doesn't read their messages.
Christina's going to hate me.
So Christina.
Hopefully you're still asleep, Christina.
Christina and I were trying to figure out how to navigate this situation. I was like, you know, might as well just let it go. I was like, or then, you know me, big fan of telling the truth and exactly how it is. So I said, I messaged this girl.
Oh, my Lord.
"Hi. It's a weird story, really. I asked a friend who's friends with your friend Christina, she is my work wife, to see if you would like to talk.
I'm uncomfortable.
I just sent her your latest Insta story, and she asked why I did. I said as a reminder to see if she'd made any progress. She asked why she'd do that when she's trying to connect me with Ashley, (?). Whoa, all caps, wrong girl. Christina's friend's fault. That's you. Even if you're no thank you, I hope you enjoyed this story. I did. Christina told me that I was awkward, but if that's my thing, that's fine. I said, if the truth is awkward,
no,
I don't
know. I was there for this story. She doesn't think you're awkward. The situation's awkward. So I made it awkward. I'm the awkward one. Put it on me.
We are.
Put it on your GBF. Your gay best friend.
So you're on wingman probation.
I am a okay, first off, I have never actually had like a substantial relationship. So like, when you told me to wingman, I was like, this is my one opportunity to do it. Yes.
Leave it.
Because we don't go out to really bars to wingman. Because like the best wingman is a gay guy in a straight club with the girl who's like, oh, he's sensitive. He has a gay best friend. This is awesome.
And I would think so.
That was my moment. And then I totally failed. If we were on The Bachelor, you would have a confession about me and I would be like, I messed up.
I went straight to that. Leave it to a gay guy to pick the wrong girl.
I'm sorry for all parties involved. Fine. You were just name dropping?
Although you know what?
They're all sleeping. It's okay.
It makes for a funny story that is a much more palatable icebreaker than, hello, what is your name?
Right. So if I ever meet, and side note, I've never met these girls either. So they're like, hi, I'm that guy who messed up. Sorry. But you know what? Sorry.
6:24. There's a lot going on this weekend. We'll give you a heads up on maybe some things to do and just the news you need to know. And lots of flooding at Sidekind. Q105.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
I love the 80s synthetic in the background.
Do you remember? I guess this was the TOL theme a long time
ago.
Was
it really? I was waiting. Good morning. I'm Eric Chase, and I'm Floyd Anderson. I was waiting for that.
And this is Michelle. Michelle will be along shortly with weather. I don't have much news other than Sidecut is all kinds of flooded. Mm-hmm. The damage isn't as bad as it was when 2015 dealt with the ice jams, but it is pretty bad. According to Scott Carpenter, Metro Parks spokesperson, this is exceptional. It's equal parts of awe and concern for what will be left behind. Once the water recedes, the Metro Parks say they'll be looking for volunteers to help clean up. Go to the Metro Parks website if you'd be interested in doing that. For real, like it'll give you some good karma. Put some good out there. Go help out the Metro Parks. Mm-hmm. If you could. Hello, Gortz! He'll know who that is.
Hi!
All right, the Hallmark Channel is going to do Christmas movies all year long because it's been a month or so without them, except it's only going to be, and this is to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the channel's countdown to Christmas. They're going to air holiday movies every Friday night year round. They should do it every day, but whatever.
Are you a holiday, are you a Christmas movie person?
I don't have enough middle fingers to put up for holiday.
Thank you. That's my mom and sister's forte. Like, they love, I feel like they, oh, what's her name? Candace, the DJ from Full House. She does
Candace
all.
Candace Cameron.
She has 80, she's like, like, you know, you have your Scream Queen. She's like the Holiday Queen. Like, she's in all those movies.
She has like a Lifetime contract with Lifetime.
She sure does.
Some things to do this weekend. Flashlight tours. Now, this is for adults only because I think there'll be some drinking. The Look of Love. It's Valentine's Day theme. Flashlight tours at the museum. 20 for members, 25 for non, 10 for students and military. The first one was last night. There's another one tonight. It's about an hour. Begins at 9 o'clock, but you got to be there at 8:45. I don't know if these are sold out, so I check the museum website for more or call them or go bother Justin Camuso on Twitter. Or Facebook. He and Lucas are happily back together.
They never were I feel like I have to be your PR person.
Saturday, it's at 6 o'clock. Thursday, the 14th, 9. Friday, the 15th, at 9 o'clock. Also, BG Winterfest, the Chillibration, is happening in BG. And the Toledo Auto Show is happening this weekend. And good luck to my good friend, Sarah Hegarty, as their Go Red Luncheon happens today from 10 to 1 at the Renaissance Hotel. And some good luck to Melissa Andrews, who has like a 1 or 10 page long script to read as the host of that luncheon.
Ooh.
Last thing, you might have heard the story that the National Enquirer and its owner, American Media, and their CEO, David Pecker, who Well, he amid the extortion photos, which deals with Jeff Bezos, some sordid texts with the ex-news anchor that he is leaving his wife for, which we heard about last month. There are some pictures of his penis coming from Mr. Pecker in this extortion plot.
Story and writes itself.
Jeff Bezos said, you're not doing this. And there's a Trump connection here because Pecker is a Trump backer, and we know that Trump has gone after the Washington Post, which Bezos bought, and Amazon at times. But Jeff Bezos wrote a long letter to ward off this extortion attempt. And I'm always confused by the difference between like extortion and blackmail. Mm-hmm. But this, he is the richest man in the world by far.
And no matter what he's going through, and I didn't know much about him, but like doing some digging and getting to know him, he seems very likable and people enjoy him. Like even going through his divorce, like they're doing like that conscious uncomfort, like whatever you want to call that. He's just likable. So I feel like there's more people on, I don't know, size make it sound like high school, but like there's more people I feel like who would trust his judgment over the Inquirer's.
Sure. He might be an enormous jerk in his personal life, but what we know about him and how he's conducted himself as a professional in the media is to be respected. Trying to extort the richest man in the world reminded me of this famous line.
I want $10 million a year for the rest of my life.
Let me get this straight. You think that your client, one of the wealthiest, most powerful men in the world, is secretly a vigilante who spends his nights beating criminals to a pulp with his bare hands? And your plan is to blackmail this person? Good luck.
I need him to pre-record my eulogy because I want him just to talk.
Do you know what that's from?
Yeah.
What is it?
That is that's Jesse Eichner and Morgan Freeman, right?
Not Jesse. I don't know the actor's name.
He's from. It's from Batman versus.
It's The Dark Knight.
Dark. Okay, never mind.
The Dark Knight.
Okay.
So that's what I thought of when someone was trying to blackmail the richest man in the world.
That's so not. Good luck.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. 6:44, lots of Ariana Grande stuff and no sex for Bieber before 7.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
We're going to get to some new music that's definitely better than Taylor Swift, who will not win Grammy's Album of the Year. Grammys are on Sunday night, 6:56. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Eric Chase Floyd, our invisible and only Floyd and I can hear. Co-host?
Michelle.
Hey, good to have everyone here. Yep. No, this weekend? Yeah, we'll talk about what time you go on Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What, 7 tomorrow? Okay.
Done.
All right, good. You mentioned that today is a very special day. It has a day?
It is. Today is the national holiday known as Thank You Next Day. I've been waiting for this day for years.
A new single from Ariana Grande, who is in the news connected to the Grammys. But first, break up with your girlfriend. Just the intro here?
This is just the intro, yeah. Wait till that beat drops, though.
Is it a sick beat?
I like it. She looks gorgeous in the video, too. There it is.
I like it. All right, so that's the music now. Now the hook?
Yep.
Curse-free?
It is curse-free.
I like it. He doesn't have to break up with his girlfriend to sleep with you.
She's respectful.
It's the same thing.
That's good.
It's the same. I want to talk about I don't want a relationship quotes after 8 o'clock this morning. Ari was supposed to perform at the Grammys. Floyd broke the story the other day that there was a medley involved and song choice. And we've gotten to this because the Grammys came out with a quote as to why they believe it fell apart. And then Ari fired back at Grammy producer Ken Ehrlich's claims. Saying that it was too late for her to pull something together. I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight, and you know that, Ken. It was my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend. I hope the show is exactly what you want it to be and more. I offer 3 different songs she went on. It's about collaboration. It's about feeling supported. It's about art and honesty, not politics, not doing favors or playing games. It's just a game, y'all. And I'm sorry, but that's not what music is to me. She was responding specifically to an Associated Press article published yesterday, which quotes Ehrlich as saying, as it turned out, when we finally got to the point where we thought maybe it would work, she felt it was too late for her to pull something together for sure. Insider said Grande, who has the album that's out now, felt insulted that producers didn't want her to perform Seven Rings. While they reached the compromise in which Seven Rings would be part of a medley, producers insisted that the second song would be their choice, which caused her to pull out altogether. Making things worse, her image is being used in billboards and advertising for the Grammys, which has angered the singer's team, who feel she is being used to promote the show with no commitment to actually participate. Curiously, Drake, who's the most nominated artist and is up for three of the four marquee awards, doesn't appear on any tune-in campaigns. An insider says the rapper declined to allow his likeness to be used in such a matter. Why aren't female artists offered the same courtesy? I don't want to wade into those messy waters,
right?
Because I thought it would be like they don't want to use Drake to promote because they would might scare off the old white people.
Well, and also, like, I feel like it could just be me being in that brain set. I feel like female pop artists are more marketable. Like, she's the biggest pop star. We've said this, like, for the past 3 months. And I feel like, and she has every right to be mad. Like, if she's not going to be there, just start pulling it. I mean, it's Sunday, so the damage is done. But I get where she's coming from. Like, why aren't female artists offered the same courtesy? Like, but here's the thing, Drake, you should use your face because you're being nominated, and you may win one of those awards. I don't think you will, but whatevs.
Can I want to thank Black Helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like, this is like a whole tempest in the teapot and much ado over nothing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if you said, Eric, if you're going to say Black Helicopters, I want specifics and details.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to when they're already laid out, and you put two and two together, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll make two and two equal seven. For some reason, she just couldn't do it. There's something up. Maybe she's not feeling great.
Yeah.
Maybe there's routing issues. And I realize this is the Grammys. You don't want to turn the Grammys down when you were, you know, arguably the female artist of the year.
Right.
For all intents and purposes. And this seems very contrived. Like, really? You couldn't come to grips over this? And she didn't have to clap back
right.
With the like, lies. I mean, they're just trying to do a little damage control, and they're worded by PR people to put messages out in the press.
Right.
And if she can, if for some reason, like, she couldn't do it, but this still wanted to get talked about, and she goes, hey Ari, look, we're going to put this really vanilla press release out. Mm. I want you to clap back at it so that everybody knows that your album is out and available for download.
True.
Watch out, Black Helicopters!
So I'm going to take that and be like, okay, so they didn't like, it's like I'm reading the story. So my take is they went back on their word and like, we're going to pick what we want for you. That's fine. The Grammys need her. And at this point, she kind of needs the Grammys too. Because she's honestly, I think she's up for three awards. She's going to win one. Like, there's no way she's not going to win one. Because like, album sales, like music, like she's just that person that she's everywhere now, and I feel she's gonna win the pop album, which is like up there with record of the year, but like just in that category.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she should just go, because I feel like this just furthers her persona, that because she gets called a diva a lot and blah 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 blah, but because she's a successful female, that's what she gets. But like, I feel like this, the clapback is when you started reading it, I was like, oh, it's not bad. I mean, when I read it, it wasn't that bad. And then you started reading it, I went, oh, she should just let it go. And it's like, I'm not performing.
Let me encapsulate this, if I can, and why I think there's something else going on here. Is this not something they easily could have compromised over for everything you've said?
Yeah.
They need her. She needs them.
And I feel like it's a week before the Grammys. We're just now figuring, you know what I mean? So
as an album drops.
Yeah. Good for her. I still love it. I just got the download, though, by the way. Yes.
Another quick story. Justin Bieber reveals he had a legitimate problem with sex. So do I. Not having enough of it. Since September.
So reading this story, he was like, I had a legit problem with sex. And I was like, okay. And then it was like, Bieber, 24, like, you didn't have a legit problem with sex. You were a young adult.
Right. That's the problem.
You're a young adult. Famous young adult.
He and Hailey Baldwin saved themselves from marriage after rekindling their romance in June. He told Vogue in an interview published yesterday he'd been celibate for more than a year when he ran into Baldwin at a conference in Miami. The singer opened up about sex addiction, saying abstaining from sex, and this is where I just tune out, helped him feel closer to God. He, God, doesn't ask us not to have sex for him because he wants rules and stuff. He's like, I'm trying to, he's like, my ad. He's like, bro, I'm trying to protect you from hurt and pain, bro. I think sex can cause a lot of pain. Sometimes people have sex because they don't feel good enough, because they lack self-worth. I agree with them there. Women do that and guys do that. I agree again. Bieber and Baldwin said they saved themselves and their wedding day for their wedding day, tied the knot in New York City after 12 weeks of dating. Bieber, and this is where it's a little
this
hypocritical.
This is where I raised an eyebrow.
Bieber admitted that sex was one reason for the quick marriage, but the couple is still planning their wedding party.
Do you think, so as you're reading the bro part,
I added bro.
I know, but I'm saying, like, as you're reading, I just thought, there's God in heaven tweeting Bieber, hashtag stay safe. Like, it's like, you know, there's a, so if you are black like me, there's a song, Jesus is on the main line. Do we, like, update that? Jesus is on my Twitter. I'm not here to make fun of religion, but, like,
I am.
This whole story is a hot mess. I had a legit sex problem. No, you were a teenager, young adult, who's famous and hot, and girls were literally throwing themselves at you.
I wish
and you were kind of just like, come to me, ladies.
I wish I had the problem.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So, like
get it out of your system. And I only envision, like, when he texts or goes to talk to God, he sends God a DM. God just kind of rolls his eyes, tells Justin what he wants to hear when God is thinking and saying exactly what you just did.
Like, and
bro, it's okay, you're 24, have sex with your fiance.
And when he found God, quote unquote or whatever, he found like the hottest pastor in America too. Do you remember like there's like some church jamboree retreat that he went with like his pastor of the church he goes to. And I'm not saying that he didn't find God, but I'm just saying like it's like an LA pastor. Like he's ripped, has like that hipster beard, that good hair, like he has that heavenly glow around him, which we just call hotness.
You know my favorite we have one of those similarly, not as big and buff, but just as wonderful in my opinion. Uh-huh. And good looking too. Cedar Creek's Ben Snyder. Everybody knows him.
I don't think I know him.
Great dude.
I have to Google.
Friend of the show, 706. God says we're going to talk about you hustling a specific school district in a very affluent area in Toledo next.
Q105.
Good morning. It's 7:18 on Q105 with the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd 419-240-1055. Shortly before 9 o'clock this morning, your very first national keyword of the day to try to win the $1,000 payoff. You can win that and then actually maybe do some car shopping this weekend at the Greater Toledo Auto Show. Also, BG's Winterfest Chilibration is happening in BG. Our friend Sarah Hegarty has her Go Red luncheon today over at the Renaissance Hotel. And our friend John Cusack is at the Stranahan tonight.
Yay.
For Gross Point Blank. I don't think it's gross, but I now keep coming across people who are hustling the Ottawa Hills School District. By the way, good luck to all the kids and I guess creative director Darren Broadway, who is creating, instructing. I know. I wonder if that's like a name like my name.
Mm.
Like I'm not really Eric Chase.
And I'm not really Floyd Anderson.
But you are.
Am I?
Yes.
You sure?
Well, it's like you're Flasia. Or Deja. They're doing Beauty and the Beast. So a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, who I've known since I lived here the first time and worked at the Tower radio station, she informed me she recently moved to Ottawa Hills for the school district, which I get. It is perhaps probably the best school district in the area.
It's the number one in the state.
In the state? Okay, and depending on the rankings and whatever, we all know it's a great school district because there's money invested into it. We also know that they never have delays or cancellations
right.
Because all the kids can walk to school because it's like just that neighborhood. So a lot of parents elect to move into that neighborhood for 8 years and then move right out. I don't know if my friend, we'll call her Henrietta,
okay,
has done that, but she has definitely moved in. I don't know if it's for the entire duration of her child's education, but somebody we work with here,
Cindy,
has definitely moved into the neighborhood to take advantage of the great education that the Ottawa Hills School District provides. I'd like to know how frequent, how common this is, 419-240-1055, or how a school's prosperity or quality grades or maybe poor quality has caused you to rethink where you're going to live, where you're going to move to. You know, and speaking to Demetrius and Kara way back when Cohen, who's now like 3 and a half or so, was a couple of years younger, I know they had mentioned it might have just been glibly in passing. You know, at some point we'd like to move outside of where they live to go to a better school district. Mm-hmm. So I know it's a very important thing. People suggested to me when I was looking for a place to live, you need to find a place with a good school district for resale value. Like, well, I haven't even bought right. the place yet.
When we first moved here, we went to, we live with my grandma, so we went to TPS, but then my mom got back on her feet after the divorce. And I know that was one of her big driving points of where we moved and where we ultimately grew up for most of my teenage and young adult life. Because I went to Washington Local School District. So I remember, like, I always wanted to go to school with my cousins. Like, they went to, like, Jones and Libby, which is no longer there anymore. But my mom was like, no, you're going to go here. And I remember, like, being mad about it because I was like, because, like, we moved from my grandma's, like, everywhere. But ultimately, she made the right choice because I felt like we got a quality education.
Yeah, you turned out mostly okay.
Yeah, I did, for the most part.
Except for the measles and bed bugs. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, I must have the wrong number.
No, who are you trying to call?
My sister.
Oh. You called a radio station.
Oh, my God.
No. It's okay. What's your name? You can hang out with us.
Oh, Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Wait a second. This is my Marlene?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, you don't have a breathy, smoky voice. You have kids?
I do have a granddaughter. I'm 65, but I have a granddaughter that lives with me, and I have two older children.
You sound like you're 25.
You really do.
You sound very young.
I think I am sometimes, too, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, we're talking about actually families hustling school districts. Like, if your grandkids lived with you so they could get a better education, you know, wink, wink.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck, whoever you're trying to call.
Well, thank you so much. And by the way, I am on the way home from driving her to Lake High School.
Okay.
And
good school.
And we live in the Point.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, she's out of district, but it's a really, really good school. And she started out there, so that's where I'm continuing to take her.
I like it. And I know that Lake is works with people that I work with for mental health advocacy, and I greatly appreciate that.
Yes, you know, I wasn't aware of that until just recently, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Thanks very much, and have a good morning and weekend.
Thank you, Marlene.
Look at that, even when we get wrong
numbers. And she was so embarrassed at first. We're like, no, we're genteel creatures. Come join us.
419-240-1055, are you hustling a school district? And I say that completely tongue-in-cheek, because when it comes to, like, when anybody gets into any kind of, like, religious, political argument or whatever, I always try to remind people that, you know, education is paramount. Mm-hmm. When there's city council fights and, like, no, we want better sidewalks. No, we want better roads, sidewalks, or whatever the argument is. Like, how about we make sure our schools have the best resources possible to give our kids the education they need so they can make the best decisions when they get older.
So when they get older, they can be those people who fill out an application to fix the roads and sidewalks.
Absolutely.
Boom.
So it was funny. Public school is free, but nothing is free. Your taxes go to go for these things. And I know that, like, every few years, like, levies come up for, like, TPS levies, things like that. And then local voters go, well, the levy, I approved the levy a couple of years ago. Where's And they do have the right to question where the money's going to.
Have you ever read some of the levies, though?
No.
Like, I honestly don't. I have to educate myself. I don't know what they are. I think I'm TPS now, where I live now.
Yeah.
So
you're probably Scott.
Yep, I'm right there. Yep. In
my love backyard. That school.
Yeah.
Maybe the best looking school in the area.
The best band in the area. Like, one of the best bands, I should say. They kill it anytime they perform. But it always comes up on the ballot, and I'm like, I want to support or whatever. So I'd, like, read some of the stuff, like, just to educate. I go cross-eyed. So kudos to those people who, like, have to draft it up, get it approved, and put it on the ballot. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
But I need, like, levies for dummy 101 most of the time.
My taxes, and I've gotten quickly versed on taxes, having bought a condo.
Mm-hmm.
I found out, so my home, okay, you ready?
Yes.
Paid like $80,000 for it. Okay. I got a fantastic deal on my place. And my dad was surprised at the amount of taxes that I pay. My taxes are the same as his home in Philadelphia, which is like $200,000. Ooh. And my place is bigger, but bigger city.
Yeah.
I think I pay about $2,500 or maybe close to $3,000. He pays that in taxes. But it's because we have somebody mentioned to me, we have a lot of people leaving here. Mm-hmm. So the people that stay have to pay more. And remember, nothing is free. A lot of those taxes go to for school. So Cindy, definitely hustling Ottawa Hills, pays... Now, granted, her house is worth a lot more, as is everybody's in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
She said she pays $12,000 in taxes.
Ooh.
Which is like a... So what do you want to do? Do you want to pay... Do you want to live where you live and pay for a private school education?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to get free school and have taxes through your eardrums?
Or just don't have children. That's what I got from that conversation.
The morning reboot clapback. Speaking of clapback, we're missing a person this morning. Not Michelle. She's done a great job here this morning. It is a Philly Tea Friday. He's just not here. So we'll need you for a panel full of ladies in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
I got to cut the end of this song off. We're running way late. I know. People already complain that we play too much music anyway. We'll fix that sometime. 741, Q105, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. The morning reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, 419-240-1055. You can text along your answers to our panel full of ladies. We have a cumulative amount of like 78 kids here. First up is Rebecca. Her contribution is 2 kids, 41 single. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Where do you live?
Point Place.
All right. Next up, Kelly, 41 single, 33 kids. Kelly, where do you live?
Elmore.
Good old Elmore. And last up is it Alicia or Alicia?
Yep. Alicia.
Alisa.
I'm sorry, I wrote Alicia. My bad.
Alisa.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm from Point Place.
The youngest, 28 and single, with the most kids, she contributes 4. We actually have 9 total between. Mm-hmm. So they each have 3 kids if we were to do the math. First up, Rebecca, what is your absolute best parenting skill?
Oh, my gosh. Getting my kids to laugh when they're upset.
I like it. Oh, good. I like it. Kelly, what about you? What is your number one parenting skill?
I guess they could say routine.
Like keeping them on schedule?
Yep.
I like it.
Every day is a routine.
I am in huge butt face for punctuality. Alisa, what's your number one parenting skill?
I would say probably yelling at my kids.
You're
pretty good at that.
You're good at yelling at them.
I like her.
Have you perfected that? Lots of practice?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I was the fourth one for sure.
I was kind of hoping somebody would say, not losing them.
Right, yeah. I haven't done that yet either, so.
Next up. So, Rebecca, if I include ironing, what's the worst part of laundry?
Socks.
Really? What about them?
Folding and matching socks. Just trying to find the matches and get them folded and put back to the right people.
Total.
That's a good
my
one.
My kids are always complaining. That's my socks. Those are my socks.
Well, this
I'm done
is
over socks.
This is why we do the panel full of ladies, so we can get this kind of insight. 2 quick tips. 1, just buy all the same kind. 2, hip, funky looking socks, mismatching socks are totally acceptable and cool now.
I understand that, but unfortunately, their dad does not understand that.
I know.
And he yells when they go to his house. And they don't have matching
phones. Oh, I was going to say, I know a good attorney, but you already got one. Kelly, if I include ironing, what's the worst part of laundry?
It's when everything's inside out. They always take their clothes off and pull it off inside out. And then it leaves me to turn it right back out.
Totally overlooked as well. I love it. Alisa, if I include ironing, what is the worst part of laundry?
I definitely agree with both of their answers for sure, but I would say putting it away, hanging it up, doing all that, because I fold it, put it away, and then 5 minutes later, it's dug through and just a mess. So true.
Like
you do all that, so.
If IKEA really wanted to be worth their money, they didn't. They'd create drawers that fold stuff for you.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Rebecca, do you remember the first Now CD that you bought, or the first CD you bought in general?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us what it is? Do you want to tell us what it is?
Yeah, it was actually Jars of Clay back in, what, 1994, 95, I think it was.
Okay. Do you have a lot of those Now CDs? The Now That's What I Call Music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have a few of them.
Kelly, how about you? First CD or first Now CD that you bought?
I don't remember my first CD, but the most recent Now CD would be Now 48.
48, okay. We're up to 69.
Nice.
We got to catch up. Alisa, how about you? First Now CD or first CD in general?
First CD, probably NSYNC. That was my first concert. Nice. Like third grade.
The self-titled album from, what, 98?
Yeah, the Bye Bye Bye, the good one.
Oh, no.
That's so street. That's second.
Yeah, I Want You Back and Tearing Up My Heart and God Must Have Spent is NSYNC.
You know what you should have asked them? Do any of them own a Kids Bop CD?
Let's go with that. Rebecca?
Yes.
How many?
How many Now CDs?
No, Kids Bop CDs.
Oh, Kids Bop CDs. Oh, no, I don't buy those. I just listen to them on YouTube.
Okay.
The daycare I work at, we listen to Kids Bop because it's all clean and safe, and I don't have to worry about bad stuff in the music.
Kelly, any Kids Bop CDs or...
I think we have them all.
Oh.
Yeah,
were in McDonald's Happy Meals for a little bit.
Oh, God. You're a saintly woman. Alisa, any Kids Bop CDs?
No, we don't have any. We don't really even have CDs. We listen to Pandora.
Okay.
Kids Bop, Pandora.
All right. More of a non-parenting question here. Rebecca, if you're doing a home renovation, what room is your dream room to redo?
My kitchen.
Is it kind of messy now and you want to update it, modernize it?
No, it was updated a few years ago, but I would just like to make it how I want a kitchen to function.
Okay. Kelly, if you're doing a home renovation, what's your dream room to renovate?
My basement.
Really?
Make it like a woman cave.
What's in a woman cave?
Definitely include a bar and a pool table.
Yes.
Not much different from a man cave.
It'd be her she shed.
So a per yeah. Can we call it a person cave? Person cave. That sounds like where I put people in. Never mind.
Mm-mm.
Alisa, last question for the panel full of ladies to wrap up our week today. If you were doing a home reno, what would be the dream room you'd renovate?
I would say my living room. First place everybody sees.
What are you looking to do?
I just moved, so I want to redo every room, but I guess I'll just pick my living room.
Gotcha. Okay. Rebecca, Kelly, Alisa, you guys were incredible. Thanks for calling us. Thanks for listening to the show and not Pandora or Kids Bop. And everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you.
747. They were incredible.
They were good. And super moms.
Super moms, indeed.
Super moms.
9 kids. That's a lot for even 3 people. Ooh. 747 on Q105 with the morning reboot. Our Philly Tea Friday can begin now because Philly Tea is here sitting on Michelle. What? it's 8:01. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105.
Who's Michelle?
And Michelle is our
Obama? I was saying Obama?
No, she's a white girl. She's a white girl from South Toledo. So I want to get into...
She got cornrows, though.
Yeah, I want to get into... I don't want a relationship right now. That or variations of that in just a second. But first, as Philip arrived, he has a mustache.
I do.
Philip asked, when's the last time we spoke? I said, pre-mustache.
Yeah.
I asked about the mustache, and you said it's to remind you to work out and not to drink.
Yeah.
And then as we turned on the microphones, I said, well, we talked about this. No beer, no yoga, no friends.
Yeah. It's like a weird thing too, because I was aware going into this that majority of people I hang out with drink, and like we drink sometimes excessively.
Majority, all of us. The majority, it's everyone.
Not everybody, but so like I did this on February 1st, got the mustache, made a decision. I actually stopped drinking like on the 28th of January, and I was like, whatever. So make the decision on the 1st to make the mustache, and then I would say a day or so later, I'm not sure, my sister texted me, and I haven't seen her in a while, and I missed her birthday in January. She texted me and said, I need some brother time, and I said, I'm down. What do you want to do? She goes, let's go for a drink. I said, okay, didn't tell her I wasn't drinking yet. So I was like, meet me at George's. Mm-hmm. We go to George's. Both my sisters are there. We're hanging out. I asked for a soda water, and she's like, cool, vodka and soda. I said, no, I want a soda water, like just the soda water part. And she's like, that's really weird. And I was like, no. So I explained everything to her. I think we sat there for like, they had probably 3 or 4 drinks.
Yeah,
had,
she did.
Yeah, right? they met Floyd. I drank my soda water, but it was so weird because, bless Barb's heart, because she gave it to me, I think it was Barb or Keith, gave it to me in a glass. Like, nobody ever thought anything different. But the end of the night, like, we were there for like 2 or so hours and it started getting crowded. I was like, these people are sloppy.
Yeah, we're sloppy.
Like,
yeah.
So sloppy. But I mean, it's fine. And you're right. I went last night to an event and I wasn't drinking either, and everybody was. And it's just kind of like people invited me out to hang out, but it's strange because I'm not going to sit there with you and socialize, and everybody's like getting drunk and taking shots and stuff. It's weird.
Are you one of those people that when you don't, and I've done this before, when I've gone out and don't drink, you cop an attitude real quick?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Yes. I cop the biggest attitude. And I'm just like, are we like this?
Like, actually, I don't know, because I was with my sisters and I miss my sisters. And then last night it was like a show face type situation. So I haven't really been put in it to where it's like an actual social thing. Okay. So I'm not actually sure yet. But I'm going to say no, because I'm also the type of person to, when I'm over it, I'm like, all right, I'm out. Bye.
How long are you doing it for?
The entire month of February. So I'm doing 2 days. My days off, I work out once, which is today, obviously. I work out once, and then, like, no drinking. There is a wedding I have to go to on the 16th, so I may have a few drinks, but that's about it.
It's a short month.
But you started early.
I did.
The Morning Reboot, Q105, Eric Chase, Floyd, Philip is here with us. Let's transition over to, I don't know why I wanted to talk about this, because, I mean, you run into this all over the place and variations of it, and I wanted to pick your guys' brain and calls as well, 419-240-1055. I was pretty steadfast in what I believe the definition of it is. But then my mind was open to some variations. Either I'm not ready for a relationship, or I'm not looking for a relationship.
And is anyone really looking for a relationship, yeah, though? Because, like, you kind of just stump. Like, in my experience, which is lack thereof, but when I ask people, I'm like, how did you guys find each other? Oh, it just happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just, was it like hide and seek? Like, you're just running around. You're like, oh, tag, you're it. And it just happens.
It never seems to be the dates that you purposely go on that actually turn into something. It's literally those situations where it's like, oh, this is cute. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just grows.
Well, and I think that's because we had answers like this the other day with one of our panel full of ladies, mm-hmm, where it's like, oh, we just keep hanging out. I guess we're in a relationship. Because
they did process of elimination, too.
You have in your mind who and what you'd like, but then you meet someone else who satisfies you. So it's like, I wasn't looking for a relationship with you, but then I wound up liking you. But we've all heard, and maybe even used lines, you know, I'm not really, it's an excuse in most cases. And I believe it means, I don't want a relationship with you because I don't find you appealing in all the ways that I need.
Right.
So I would still like to look for, mm-hmm, others. But there is some mutually beneficial intimacy happening here. So you're not getting nothing out of it. And look, I've tried to be transparent in this way. Don't lead anybody on.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
I might not be ever willing to settle down, or I might like to date, which there's nothing wrong with dating. Mm-hmm. Just don't withhold so much. You don't have to be completely transparent and candid and forthcoming with what you're doing.
You can be, though.
You can, I mean, but you, it might turn some people off.
It's fine.
But don't do, I'm not looking for a relationship. I just want to hook up or whatever. But don't mislead people. And if you feel like they're being misled and their emotions or expectations, mm-hmm, are different from yours, you have to step away.
Mm-hmm. I've had a situation very similar to what you do, your statement you just said. So I was with someone, and then it was just a weird vibe. And they were like, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, which is fair. You were upfront with me. That's cool. However, mm-hmm, fast forward 48 hours and you're in a relationship on Facebook with someone else, mm-hmm, who we were mutually hanging out with. And also, when you do this, this is how they broke up with me. You're not my human. I think I told you this when
you
it happened.
Did. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's like, hey, how are you and so-and-so? I said, well, he told me I'm not his human. He goes, so he broke up with you. I said, no, he literally looked at me and said, I'm not looking for a relationship. You're not my human.
Cold.
I think it's fine after that. When somebody looks at you and say, you're not my human, be like, I'm glad. Thank you.
That's right. Like,
I agree.
Like, Philip was like, are you mad? I go, no, but I need to figure out what kind of species I am right now, because I looked in the mirror. I was like, I have a nose. I have a eyes. Pretty much human. Like, it was, yeah, but...
419-240-1055. A lot of people on my Facebook thread said exactly that, or dropped a meme that said, like, not looking for a relationship, then with someone else.
Right.
Philip?
When I first met you, when we all first met you, our mutual friends, right? We thought for the longest time, I would say like 3 years.
Super gay. Just...
Well, no, that was like for the first like 6 months, we thought you were super gay. But like for the first 3 years, we were like, Eric just doesn't want to be with anybody. And we dig that. We, as a group of your friends, understood that. So we knew if we introduced you to anybody or started getting close to anybody, it's a fleeting situation and they'll be gone in like 2 weeks. So it was really surprising to us when we actually found out that you date people.
Yeah.
And you spend time with them.
Yeah.
And
you passionate.
Yes. Yeah. So...
You know how many knife emojis I'm going to have to throw out today because of that?
And you were the person, like, you were that step after. I was like, you know, I can do that too. You know, like, I don't need to date anybody. But it's not that you don't want to. It's just that...
I don't want to waste... Like, people... A lot of people are okay taking the time, or in some ways I call it, like, wasting time with someone because they feel compelled by whatever forces, society, culture, to date people. Yeah. Whereas... my minimum threshold for me to consistently date you is way higher than the average person's, because I'm totally okay being alone.
Yeah.
It works against me in some ways, but it really weeds out people that I don't want in my life.
And also, starting a relationship or anything is an investment. Like, you literally, listen, you know what I mean? Like, you have your ways, I have my ways. It's about that common bond. And I feel when people go that route of, I don't want a relationship, they just don't want, it shows their worth ethic in a way.
Right.
They kind of just cop out. I don't want to put in the work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just when you, like, so say Philip and I are going on a date and we're feeling each other and he's just like, you know what? This is not going as fast as I want it. Or I'm like, this is going really slow. Even put it on me. Like, I'm not ready for a relationship. You're going way too slow. You know what I mean? Like, people have those niches and things about them that sometimes you're like, I don't want a relationship. And then you see that person flourish because they actually took that time to get to know a certain person. Mm-hmm. And you're like sitting in the background like, damn, maybe I was ready. Missed that boat. And now you're stuck in a rut because you were that, I'm not ready for a relationship. This is going too slow. Or I'm going too fast, or whatever it is.
To your point, it does take work where... physical interaction does not, and you can kind of fall back on that. And I think my answer is broad, but it spans a lot of things underneath it. There's a lot of tentacles to it. One girl on my Facebook page today, and she's very thoughtful. And we argued on the internet at first, but now I think we're friendly. They're just not that into you. There's no nice way to say that. If you're trying to be polite, you get accused of being passive aggressive or leading someone on. If you're too direct, you're being insensitive. If you email or text, then you're being dismissive. Maybe we should stop, and this is the really thoughtful part. Maybe we should stop personalizing rejection. Someone showing a lack of interest in dating me should not impact my self-worth. Not everyone is for everyone. And I completely agree. We can look at two people and go, those two people look right for each other, but they might not interest one another.
Right.
And we are, like, we all know the line, we've all used it. Don't take this personally. Don't ever say that, because human beings take things personally.
Soon as you say it, like, it's kind of like when someone says, may I ask you a question? And you're like, yeah, but I don't mean to be offensive. But and you're like, and the first thing you're like, stop your question there. So that goes along the lines of like, hey, you know what? Don't take it personal. Too late. I'm offended.
You are a person. There's a great line in Game of Thrones that takes from other things. It's from Jon Snow. I should pull it up. My father says everything before the butt is horse blank.
What? Like, is that how he talks?
Yes.
Can you do that one more time?
Please. One more time.
Like, it hit me like right here. I was like, what is a...
My father said... now you've messed
it up.
My father said everything before the butt is horse blank.
The eyebrows of my heart just like arched up real high.
Right. I don't mean to offend you, but you're about to. So, what'd you want to throw out there?
Oh, nothing. I mean, there's only one person I met who was, I feel, is secure enough to where I looked at them and said, listen, I'm not trying to like be in a relationship with you because I don't think we'll work out that way. But physically, this is working well. And they were like, cool. And we did that for like 2 or 3 months until they got a boyfriend. And I was like, listen, you got somebody now. Have at it. And that was so new to me. And it was weird because you were like, I was honest. And they took it and they accepted it. And they were like, I can't be with you either. but I get it in.
There are very few people who can function.
Well, I'm ready for that.
There are very few people who can function like that. And I always felt slightly offended if somebody ever thought that I was any kind of womanizer or the old word, playa.
Uh-huh.
Because I never intended to mislead people or lead people on. And while there might have been omissions, it was because I'm pretty standard. Like, you know, I can be very upfront, mm-hmm. and the truth hurts a lot of people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it's, Philip, that situation that you found is rarer than finding true love, I think.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. And then, like, once I learned that you're able to do that as a person, like, mm-hmm. I kind of put myself, I was like, I want to, like, do this for somebody else to some degree, right? So I don't think that I'm quite there, you know, my current situation, everything mixed and all that, like, I'm getting better at it, but at the same time, like, I don't think I'm quite there to where it's like, we can just sleep together and everything is going to be right. Fine forever. That's not a thing.
But that happens more than you think, but you actually just put a dialogue on it.
Yeah.
And it worked in your favor. You know what I mean?
People don't want to talk.
No, but like... but you know what I mean? Like, it happens when he put a dialogue with it. Like, hey, now your partner, this has to stop.
Yeah.
But on the other end, when you're like, this has to stop, you're going to find that person who does have, like, what do you mean? Right. Do you find me unattractive? Are you not ready for more? And, like it's not that. It's like, I'm getting myself together, my self-awareness. Like,
yeah.
This is a physical thing.
There's a fine line, because you talked about it takes work to be in that relationship. Mm-hmm. I choose not to, and you can call it, I choose not to put that in that work or that effort to, I don't want to say manipulate or manage someone's feelings via communication, because most people don't function the way I do.
Yeah.
So most? I don't,
all.
There you go.
I don't view that as work. I view that as wasting time, because I just don't click with that. Whereas you call it work, because it does take work to make that relationship.
I wouldn't say it's wasting time.
For me, it is.
Then why even go put forth the effort?
I don't.
Well, you do. You do because it's curiosity, and you don't know if it's wasting time until right. you try.
And
yeah, but that, like, sorry to cut you. But in that moment,
I'm a black belt moment. Hand is in the air.
In that moment, so like, say you're with the girl, and like, she's falling, and you're falling for you, and you're just like, do you just what's the word? Ice her like real quick, like. Nope.
Okay.
Stop.
So instead of me potentially putting in the work or effort okay. to see if there's something larger on the horizon,
yeah.
unless I see things that portend to that, I'm like, nope, done.
You are.
Because you're I'm a professional. I am a Hall of Famer when it comes to not dealing with people's BS and drama.
Okay.
It's not worth it for my mood and well-being.
Amen.
So, okay, so you're talking about if you genuinely see they're not interested and you're not just going to string this along.
No, not that. Where I have to work on someone's feelings, and I've got to like
okay.
help them
you
understand.
You don't want to shape them into liking you.
And not even shaping, but I just see that you don't have the emotional bandwidth to work with me.
Okay. I just Meghan McCain, so I just sat up real straight, and I was like, listen, you need to explain what you're trying to say to me. But I got it now. Sorry. Okay. No, you're good.
You ready for the 5-second rule?
No.
Dun, dun, dun. He dropped. He went North Korea yesterday. It was incredible.
You did what now?
North Korea. 8:15. Oh, wow.
I made him giggle snort.
Q105, we're running way late. Oh, I totally messed up.
Q105 Studios, sponsored.
8:41 on Q105 with the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase. Floyd Phillip is here with us today before 9 o'clock. So not that far off. We'll give you your very first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. If you have missed parts of the show or you want all of it, all about 2 hours or so of our content, text the word ERIC to 419-240-1055. Sometime later on today, you'll get a link for the podcast. You can listen to past episodes of the show. Are you a little chilly?
It's cold.
You got a winter coat on.
It's my black mama coat.
wind is an underrated meteorological force. It makes even warm weather, it makes things worse.
That'd be a good superhuman power.
Wind?
Just push someone out the way.
I'm done with you. So done with you.
By putting their hands on them or by...
No, just put your... Whoosh.
We already have... That's storm.
No, she has, like, controls all the elements. I mean, like, just wind.
Like airbender like, type wind.
Like, oh, your rent's due. No, it's not. Throw them up in the air. Take that.
Sounds like an anti-hero. Philip, yesterday during the 5-second rule game where I put you on a clock and then you have to name three things of the theme or thing in 5 seconds, I don't want to replay it, but I'll just simply say that Floyd had to name three things that are super ghetto, and he said Lil Wayne, Atlanta, and not Maroon 5.
That was good.
Godlike answer.
Yeah, that was good. I have a question. I have not watched anything that revolves around the Super Bowl. No, I'm like 2 weeks old. Who else was on stage with him?
Travis Scott and Big Boy Outkast.
And Sleepy Brown.
Who?
Oh, that's his name. I couldn't remember his
name. He's the guy that does the hook for The Way You Move.
Outkast's version of Nate Dogg.
Don't know who that is. All right.
It was Maroon 5-ish.
I would assume that that's a really, really strange mixture on stage.
I mean, we're used to it.
They just didn't blend together. They just, like, you know how, like, yeah, I was telling
you.
You
got, like, Beyonce and Bruno Mars. That works out really well.
You know how they did, like,
well. A mashup? Did they?
No. You know how, like, Beyonce and Bruno did a mashup?
Yeah.
No, it kind of was like Maroon 5 did their first three songs. Travis Scott did, like, a minute, went off stage, and then Big Boy came in a Cadillac, walked on stage, and walked off.
I'm done.
That's an inaccurate portrayal.
Adam Levine attempted to coolly rhythmic guitar with Travis Scott and dance, and it looked like, have you ever seen me dance?
Yeah.
You have?
I have.
Well, okay, it wasn't good, right?
It was interesting. You didn't try very hard. It was like 2 seconds if you like doing something on stage back in the day.
Okay, Adam Levine tried, and it was really bad.
I did see a meme of Adam Levine next to a Chipotle bag, and it said, who wore it better? I laughed at that, but I really didn't know what it meant besides all his tattoos that he has on his body.
Buy 10, get one free. your 10 tattoo starter kit presented by Adam Levine. All right, first up in the 5 second rule game.
Oh, no.
Floyd, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Exotic underwater creatures.
A manatee, a mermaid, sea crab.
When you said a manatee, I was like, a duck flew a platypus. I can't even say the words.
What was it? Exotic? I don't even think a mammal's exotic. I don't think a manatee's exotic.
I'll take manatee, not crab. Exotic.
It could be.
Like those king crabs with the big claws?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exotic.
Pinch.
Philip.
Yeah.
Things you put over your ear.
Headphones. Earmuffs. Hats. Yes!
Okay. You're getting better. You're getting better.
Yes! I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Back to Floyd.
Here we go.
Here on Q105, the morning reboot. Really tall people.
Shaquille O'Neal. Lisa Leslie, Donald Trump. I don't even know.
No. Trump is tall. No. And Lisa Leslie? Why?
I can't.
I'll take the first two.
Okay, I was like, I don't know. How tall is Donald Trump?
I don't know. Like, normal? Like,
I would guess he's
5'8", 5'9".
I refuse to type that name on my computer.
I don't think he's tall.
Okay.
Yeah. Philip.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds movies.
Oh, Deadpool. What is my favorite one? Oh, well, it was 5 seconds?
You could have been like Deadpool 2.
I could have.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Right? What's my Just Friends? Just Friends. That's my favorite movie.
Floyd.
Oh, man.
Greasy spoon diners in our area.
Oh. The actual central. Oh, that's. I don't know.
The actual. Is that the name of it?
No, it's on the east side. Mm. Right on the border. Mm. Not the border, or across the bridge. I think it's actually called the Greasy Spoon.
I don't know.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's I'm thinking of. And then also that Coney Island next to the Valentine Theater. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the place that's down the street from Bud's Auto Shop?
Bud.
Oh, Glass City?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Glass City, though.
Phillip.
Yeah.
Teams LeBron James has played for?
Cavaliers. And now he's in Lakers. And he did the ring thing in the place.
The what?
No.
He got a ring after he left Cleveland and came back.
Miami.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, did he?
Are the Phoenix Suns still a team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought it was, but I knew that wasn't right.
Floyd, back to you here on Q105.
This is horrible. This is bad today.
Bad places for a tattoo.
Ooh,
your butt, your lower butt, and your stomach.
I'm surprised you didn't say the place where you shouldn't really get one.
Right.
Yeah.
Central Hot Dog is the place on the east side. Thank you, text message.
Not a greasy spoon. Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Famous elves.
Buddy the Elf. Wait, you mean like mystical creature elf, right?
I would have also accepted the Keebler guy.
Oh, yeah. And then I was going to say Elf in the Shelf. But what you said, you did say Elf. And for some reason, I was like, wait, he meant I said Elf. I may be talking up a butt.
We have a lot of Ariana Grande news. And I'm going to try to get to this Liam Neeson thing because I have my black friends here today. And I'm going to see how my black friends feel. Michelle is half black. 8:48 with the morning reboot on Q105. And we'll try to get to the Bieber no sex story as well before 9.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with
901. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Your national keyword to text to win the $1,000 payoff is happy. H-A-P-P-Y. Text that to 95819. Happy to nine. The national keyword is happy. Text that to 95819. The morning reboot. Eric Chase Floyd Phillip is here with us for Philly Tea Friday. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. The new Ariana Grande album is finally out. Thank you. Next, a very cool intro to a song that caught our attention when we saw the track album listing. Break up with your girlfriend?
I'm bored.
Do you like Ari, Phillip?
She aight. Oh, I just got the eye.
All right, so the beginning, and now the hook. Sorry. No. Sorry, I don't have my computer logged in today. I'm all messy. Wake up with your girlfriend. There you go.
No one asked you.
She will not be performing at the Grammys, even though she had a thing out last night on her social media, clapping back at the Grammy producers. And really, this thing could have been settled because, as Floyd, you keep pointing out, they could use her, she could use them,
yeah.
And they could have compromised so that everybody wins, including, hello!
What?
Us.
Who's who is watching the Grammys? Like, you want that younger audience, because I used to be an avid Grammy watcher as a kid, but now I just, the Grammys are this weekend. I can go with or without them.
Mm.
Did you just me?
Yeah.
He black woman in church me over there.
It's okay, here's the deal. Ariana, it's okay. It's fine. It's like she got in trouble for that whole, weave thing and, her statement about, I don't know. She pulled a Kardashian with the Pepsi commercial. You remember that situation?
No. Yes.
And people gave her crap about it, the weave thing. And it's this. She's getting a little bit, hood.
I like it.
I don't think it's her, though. She's not
hood.
Her. She, is she? Is it?
Yeah. Okay.
I think my hair?
I think
it's...
just about it.
I think it's a 20... I think it's a 20-something pop star act.
Yeah. I mean, it's what is pop right now?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, okay.
it's slang terms lit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You accurate, but that's not it's not these people. It's not her. She ain't lit. She ain't about it.
I think she's a nice
calm down.
He really hates her.
Right. Let's talk about the other ones.
Tell me if you guys hate this. I didn't do this story the other day, but now it's got an added celebrity to it. A black person killed a friend of Liam Neeson's a long time ago, and then he admitted.
Oh.
He admitted. Where's the actual story here?
He went driving around Ireland to certain
black establishments. Neighborhoods.
Yeah. Waiting for black people to come out of establishments.
But he didn't
to
even know
kill
who it
them.
Was.
Here's my thing. Okay, so are we going in on this right now?
Well, hold on. So
okay, because I'm ready.
And that was the story, and I was like, I adore candor, but I would not have said that. There are some things that you can... let me give the other half.
Yeah.
I bring it up now because his co-star, Michelle Rodriguez, is defending him, arguing he's not a racist because... She said, racists don't make out with the race that they hate, especially in the way that he does with his tongue. So deep down her throat, I don't care how good of an actor you are. It's all expletive. Ignore it. He's a loving man. He's talking about his deep dive with, was it Viola Davis?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie Widows. Now, Terry Crews also came out and said something. He tweeted, I believe that every person on earth is capable of the greatest good or unspeakable evil. Liam is just describing his fork in the road. I couldn't get it before my computer crapped out, but Terry Crews came out and said, whoa, 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 whoa. I was not defending him. And basically said, this is the birth of racism. And I don't want to be clumsy with the words, so I won't go any further with that. But I did take a small issue with it, and I'll try to dig it up. But this is, I would not have said what he did. What he did was awful.
See,
was awful.
Okay. I feel like he sat on Good Morning America in front of Robin, and I feel like he had the story. He was saying it for a purpose, but he got lost in what it was. I can't speak for him because I don't know the man by any means, and I don't know his personality, so he may be a little bit racist and is doing his job as an actor. Whatever, like, I don't care. But I think what he really was trying to say is that he had a lapse in judgment as a younger person, and he felt some type of way about a story that his friends, he didn't know how to handle it properly, so he did what he thought was the right thing to do, which was not. And it was a horrible, horrible thing, and way that he described it, it made him seem as if, like, you just went out targeting black people.
Right. So, to start the story, you said his friend was raped by a black person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, my issue is, like you said, he went out looking for a black person, black people. That's what he said. I went to look for a black person.
He didn't know who it was.
Right. So here's the thing.
With a weapon.
Yes. You can be mad. So, like, say something unfortunately happens to my sister. I'm going to look for that person.
Right.
Not a whole race.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like me being mad that unarmed black people are getting shot. So now I'm just going to go out and retaliate against all police officers. That's not how that works.
Which some people are doing. It's also extremely ignorant. Just put that out there.
And it works on both sides. So, yeah. Like, it was the way he worded it. And, like, it wasn't like it was a flub, because he's going on this tour junket about mm-hmm. this movie, and the story is staying the same. My friend told me she got raped. I asked her what he looked like. She said a black man. The first thing I did was jump in a car and go to predominantly black neighborhoods in Ireland, mm-hmm. which I didn't know existed. But
not very many.
But, like, and he said he sat outside of a pub waiting for a black person to come out to kill them.
I have a couple
go ahead.
I'd like to know how old he was. And this was obviously a horrific, racist, hateful thing to do. I don't think he should have brought this up at all. How do you feel about that?
So, like I said before, like the story has some context to it, which I completely missed mm-hmm. and why it was, because he did bring it up and he had opportunities to take outs for the story, but he never really did, which was like another problem of mine. He never like actually laid down exactly what the reason was behind the story. But like, first of all, in the place where he was, essentially, there are a lot of cultural issues, whether it's religion or race. So that was like one thing, like you are a product of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have moved on from there at like some point in time. But like, I don't think that it was appropriate without him also having a conclusion. Like, you have to come back to what you learned from that and how you grew from that. It never got there.
I think Michelle Rodriguez tried to help him.
A lot of people did.
See, he's not a racist because he put his tongue down Viola Davis's throat. I just don't feel like he needs to. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of dumb things we've all done mm-hmm. that we don't need to bring up because we are now a product of who we are now.
Right.
Thanks to our experiences, you don't need to know, unless the context creates it, what made us who we are.
Right.
For instance, I think you touched on it as we were getting into this. Like, he had a brain lock. Like, he has always sat on this story, and race is a hot topic right now, and he believes he's a good human being, and good human beings are honest.
Mm-hmm.
But you right. don't always have to be so forthcoming.
Right.
For instance, I just told you a story off the air,
yeah.
which I have sat on for 6 years.
You never told me. It's like, known you.
And there have been times where we have been in discussion, you, me, Demetrius, Sarah, any of our friends, mm-hmm. where the context has afforded me the opportunity to share that story, but I chose not to. As much as I'm an honest person, right. I want to be candid and open and authentic, my brain said, stop. Mm-hmm. Don't tell that story. His brain didn't say stop.
No, it didn't for some reason, in front of millions of people. And even like, I heard him talk to Robin Roberts about it on Good Morning America. And like, she didn't necessarily give him an out, but she looked at him dead in his eye and said, I want you to understand that what you said right now is going to offend and hurt a lot of people. And he said, okay.
We just got text on the queue line said, we're misquoting him.
Oh, please.
It says he went out to black neighborhoods hoping someone would start something with him so he could kill them.
Same.
Not that it was out just picking someone to kill.
It's the same sentiment.
Said, let's do it again.
I mean, he wanted to kill a black person.
Yeah, I'm not quoting anybody. Yeah, I'm not quoting anybody. I just know that he went somewhere to seek vengeance on somebody that he didn't even know. He went out for a specific race. He was going to cause issues. That's not an okay
situation.
So
someone could pick with him so he could actually be like, well, they picked with me.
Yeah.
Like, that's the take back I'm taking from this. And I apologize if we misquoted, but I'm just saying, he went somewhere with the intent of finding someone to either pick with him to kill them.
That's not cool.
Like I said, I don't think he's that person anymore. I think it was just a lapse in judgment. I don't by any means think that he is a hurtful or mean person, but at the same time, like, the story didn't have a good ending.
And as a black person, I don't really think he's racist.
I don't either.
I just think he was just mad that his friend said a black person. So he, in his head, he was just like, well, I'm going to fight
black
this person. Yeah, so you know what I mean? So I don't think he's racist per se, but I just think he should say his piece because he did it on a platform of Good Morning America and just go on with it. Like, you literally talk to Robin Roberts, who's very respectful in that field. She's an African-American woman. She's a lesbian. Like, you did a good job. Let it go. And then just promote your movie. Yeah. And, like, you have people of color who are in Hollywood, like, coming to your defense. Just let it go. I don't think you're racist.
Nope.
Did you make a bad judgment?
Yep.
Yes. Did you put your words out there wrong? Possibly.
No, you did.
Abraham Lincoln had a wonderful strategy, which I subscribe to. Abraham Lincoln, when he was angry, and obviously he was in a time of terrible strife, the country was broken. He would type up really angry letters, usually at like generals and things like that. Not type up. He would write out really angry, really angry letters, write them all out, a couple hundred words, put them in a desk.
Yeah.
I have always, when I've been emotional, type up an email and send it to myself. And then you know what? You cool off and you don't send it.
Mm. Yeah.
9/11.
I like that.
On Q105 with the morning reboot.
Q105 Studios.
It is 9:22 on Q105. Our friend Cindy Ryan is in for Rush. She's got your next national keyword for the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. If you'd like to get the podcast for this show and previous episodes of the morning reboot, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Got some time here for small business shout-outs. You can text in places you don't have any relatives at.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be funny, but you should probably spell your name when you say text Eric, because people...
Don't care. If you can't figure it out, then...
That is how we're going to end this week, friends.
And go!
Eric Chase, clap back!
Right.
Yeah, I like that. You clap back!
Remember the rules you would keep track of?
Yeah.
I do miss having you every day, because you would note those, and I have not updated that list in quite a while.
Did I ever send them to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a blog post about it. There's like a 1,000-word blog post about the rules of Eric Chase.
There's a lot of them.
Do you remember any of them?
I remember no neck tattoos, because that was when we went through a lot. I don't remember too many of them. As they come back, like, as you do and say things, I do remember them, but...
Don't get nitpicky at fast food joints.
Yeah, that was one. You know where you are, so don't get nitpicky. I really can't, though.
I'll pull it up. Philip, we don't have time for this, because I want to do small business shout-outs, but...
Okay.
Next week, we'll do yesterday, because Philip is not drinking the entire month.
Yes.
And we did a topic yesterday. No beer, no yoga, no friends in Toledo. So... Floyd, maybe next week we can go through, when is it harder to drink less here, wintertime or summertime?
I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
I think I have mine in my head. What, so,
just your answer, what is it?
I think it's harder not to drink in the winter.
It's harder not to drink in the summer.
Mm. I'm on Team Floyd.
I'll tell you why later. When you do this, let me come back.
You're always welcome. Maybe we'll save it for next Friday. Small business shout outs. I do not have any. I have small business requests. And they are things we've talked about before. So I would like us to finally like level up as a modern place here. Can we please get a damn slick, trendy ramen joint? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've been asking for that for a while now.
Talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I just want to see the carnage. And again, I know they're not that far away in Michigan. I want to see the carnage of us having an axe throwing place.
We have one.
Awesome. We do?
We do.
Where?
Hold on.
I know there's one in Columbus because I almost bought a Groupon for it.
Because it was all over my... Hold on.
I want to meet the person who thought, hey, nobody's really gotten hurt with drinking and darts. Let's go to axes.
There is one, and I believe it's in Rossford.
Really?
Can you drink there? I mean, a bar...
No, I'm telling you, it was on my, because I made a Facebook update. I said, so we're throwing axes now, Toledo? Like, you know how Toledo
are. Sure it wasn't, can I ax you a question?
No, it was, not what you're not going to do.
I'm going to check our text messages to see if we've got any small businesses.
I'm going to find it. My friend posted it.
Please allow us while we waste your time.
No, I have a small business place, too. It's a place in Bowling Green.
BG.
The Sunday Shop. I used to go there all the time back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Sunday Shop?
Yes.
We would like go to BG early on a Tuesday and go there before you go to Uptown and lose your mind.
Hi there.
The axe throwing place. Yep, it's in Rossford.
Thank
it's
you.
The hero.
Can you drink at it?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay, because the places in Michigan, I'm pretty certain you can drink at, which seems like one of humanity's more awful ideas.
Right, and then it's connected with like a kid's place.
Oh, even worse.
Thing. It is. No, here's the, I found the video.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's who was Aquaman? What's his real name again?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he likes to throw axes for fun. God, he's so hot. Ah, sorry.
Okay.
He is gone.
Yeah. So there's an axe throwing place in Toledo,
next to a children's playground. I don't understand.
This will end badly. But
I just hashtag #X419. I mean, we should do it. I'd probably cut my ear off. I'll try it.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Should I be allowed to do it?
Why wouldn't you be?
I'm sure it's a huge stress reliever.
Probably. Until you slip.
It looks like a batting cage, but replace the backs with axes.
Would you really trust me with an axe?
Yeah, just like in a shooting range, you aim it in the direction it goes in. You don't just let willy-nilly be flying everywhere.
I went to a shooting range one time as a kid. It freaked me out. I never vowed to go back.
Oh, I'm planning on going back. I actually want to take Danny because he never shot a gun before.
Mm-hmm. So I watched this movie last week called, you'll love it, Philip. It's mm-hmm. John Wick-like. It's called Polar.
I saw that.
Mads Mikkelsen is a contract killer, but he's old. So like old people in real life, they want him out.
Oh.
And they don't want to pay him a severance. So the younger contract killers try to kill him. He is having relations with this younger woman who is trying to kill him, and then he realizes it. So they both fall off the bed. He's on one side, she's on the other. He picks an axe up and throws it underneath the bed and hits it right in between the eyes.
Yes. Oh.
Let's go axe throwing!
When did that autopsy report read?
I know. I Whoa. Dig that. It's like Lizzie Borden stuff right there.
Mm. You got any small business shouts?
Yeah, I said the Sunday Sunday station.
Shop. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and then my shout out, because I just posted it. I got to give them a shout out. The team at Downtown Fowl and Fodder, I had that for the first time last week. Delicious.
Chicken and waffles?
I didn't have the chicken and waffles.
What'd you get?
I got a chicken wrap, and then I got their Brussels little leaf thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And their cheese curds.
And you can drink there because it's Toledo.
It is Toledo, right? So why? Yeah. So we're gonna axe throw.
I'm down.
I'm in. Let's
go.
We
should do it.
You guys, sure you want to do it with me?
Yeah. First of all, when you say it like that, it makes me not want to do it with you. You keep saying it, and it's like I'm okay with it, and then I'm not.
I'm just gonna go just in case something bad happens, and I want to be the character witness in the trial and have someone play me in the made-for-TV movie.
I'm so mesmerized by being able to get. I want to know the physics of how the metal part can crack someone's cranium and stick into it.
Okay, so
I just want to know how sharp it is.
So what? Okay, so what Philip and I are gonna do? We're going to go to Sky Zone.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, I'll take my axe there, and if I can hit it while they're in the air.
Okay, no! Now you can't go.
Okay, all this right. is why we came nice things.
9:29 on Q105. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105, 9:46. It's good to have you with us as we wrap up today's show. You have another chance to win the $1,000 payoff with the National Keyword City Ryan in with Fireball for Russ shortly after
Fireball.
Like the song, hate the drink.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You're me.
You've been doing. I can't talk.
Words.
Go.
From Thomas at Tom. Baked Angel. Boys don't wear cologne anymore. They're out here smelling like weed and disappointment. Thank you, Post Malone.
Right. I would tell you he ain't wrong, though, because where I work, it is a frequent thing, and they have no future. I'm just going to put that out there. Was that rude?
No, that made me giggle.
Oh, sorry.
We used to say this performer that we worked at. Can you say cat pee? Other word?
Cat urine?
No, the other word. The
rhymes with it. Yeah, right. You got it.
Okay. We used to say it's like cat piss and regret.
Oh, you went and said, yeah. There's a Philip.
They smelled so bad. And yes, they didn't sir. Know.
Maybe. Brandy from the Axe Place. We're working on something. You might know this because you might encounter this. There are people that smell like at the gym, like sweat and a hard workout.
Yeah.
Then there's just BO.
It's gross.
There's a complete difference.
Yeah, like when you walk, it's like you just did not clean your gym clothes and you just keep wearing them over and over.
I don't know how that smells. I go to the gym. I'm just lying. I don't.
Do you have a tweet?
I do have a tweet. It is from at Jordan Stratton, another person I went to high school with. It goes, we have... can't talk. We have considered that millennials might... Have you ever considered that millennials might be lazy for their generation because they don't... Oh, my gosh.
Words, oh my words.
I can't talk right now.
Sure, try it
Can
again.
Can I just stop?
No, start over.
Start over?
It's fine.
Yeah. Have we considered that millennials might be so lazy because their generation doesn't have a hit song about taking care of business?
Taking care of business every day. Is that the song they're talking about?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor,
it's
Phil?
True.
Can you take some video right
yeah.
now?
Oh,
right now.
Yeah.
If you would like to listen to the entirety of this show, the podcast, text Eric to 419-240-1055. The podcast of today's show will be up. Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's going.
Next week, we will be giving away Queen Latifah tickets.
Oh, shut your mouth!
For her show at
the Peristyle.
Peristyle.
Yeah, with the Toledo Symphony. I know all about this. I'm 100% there. Well, not really, but...
And if you win, you have to take me. Because I want to go so bad.
So we're going to give away these tickets next week. The first pair go to Floyd.
Shut up! For real?
Thank
In
Russ.
In real life?
Thank Russ.
Shut your mouth!
IRL.
I'm so excited! Thank you!
Thank Russ.
Oh my God.
And do me a favor.
I have to give him a lap dance or something.
When you get there, go, I'm a tweet you all week, girl.
Yeah. I'm going to start singing the Living Single song.
Is this
we
the.
Are,
are you serious?
Is this the best Black History Month
oh
ever?
Oh my God.
Is this the
yes.
blackest Black this is History like, Month ever?
This makes up for Ariana Grande not performing Sunday. I'm so excited. Thank you. Okay. Oh my God.
We will recap. Thank you, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you. Philly T Fridays are yeah. over. 9:50 podcast after the show, which is shortly. National Keyword with Cindy around noon today on Q105. We'll recap the Grammys on Monday. And a lot more.
Oh, is that, that's a thing.
Yeah, don't forget, I'm going live tonight.
Yep, live on
yes,
our
yes,
Q105
yes.
Facebook page to see Floyd to Flasia to Deja.
To Flasia.
Monday morning, actually every weekday from 5:45 to 10 on here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us.